This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politics Daily News Brief for Wednesday, March 18, 2020. How about a little coronavirus update, as if you've not heard enough about it? As of the recording of this daily news brief, Americans have just about south of 6,000 documented cases, 100 deaths, and 72 recoveries. I'm not going to report on China's numbers because, frankly, I don't trust them. But Italy, who's apparently in second below China, has over 31,000 cases, 2,500 deaths, and about 3,000 who have recovered. So we are in eighth place in the coronavirus race, starting with China at number one, heading south with Italy, Iran, Spain, Germany, South Korea, France, and the U.S. in eighth place. And again, our numbers are just about 6,000 documented cases as of this recording. Politicians know that you never waste a good crisis. Saul Alinsky drilled this into Hillary Clinton a while ago, and now Republicans are going to use this play for their own socialist playbook here. This is the Republicans are now using this crisis to act like socialists. A biblical man is a principled man, and a man standing on solid ground is not going to be tossed around by every wind and crisis. Let me give you an example of this. Just in the last 24 hours, Trump administration is working on a plan to send relief checks to Americans immediately. In a joint press conference with President Trump, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said, "We are looking at sending checks to America immediately. What we heard from hardworking Americans, many companies are now shut down, whether bars or restaurants. Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get them cash now. I mean now, in the next week or two. We want to make sure Americans get money in their pockets quickly." According to Discern.com, when pressed on this, Mnuchin said that further details will be released later, but added, "They may be bigger than what's in the press." So apparently the press reported on Tuesday that the figure was about $1,000 per American. Reports estimate that this will be about an $850 billion stimulus package. Republicans are leading the charge for this socialistic Keynesian economic play. Republicans believe that you can just print money out of thin air. Of course, a reasonable question is why not $1,000? Why not $1 million? You know, why are we even negotiating this? We are a nation full of economic ignorant people, and in times of crisis, our true colors are showing. When we avoid economic downturns through faux economic measures, it is only our children's children that will suffer the worst consequences in all this. Proverbs says a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but stimulus packages like this will leave massive debt to their children's children, to our children's children, right? There have been some bright spots in all this, in this whole coronavirus debacle, and it has been, I think, kind of great to watch some of the free market actually respond to all this. It's been pretty cool. I got some examples for you. First, just an example in our own town, Mad Greek, a yummy gyro shop, I say gyro, a yummy Euro shop, is serving free lunches to children between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. every day. They ask that you do not take advantage of this, that you just pay if you can, but are offering this service to our community. I think that's fantastic. Facebook, believe it or not, just announced that they would be giving its employees $1,000 each to help through this coronavirus debacle, along with providing financial help to even small businesses around them. Facebook has about 45,000 employees, and even in the midst of all this, its stock has actually dropped about 28% since the coronavirus downturn. But kudos to Facebook. You know, I like listing off free market solutions, people doing and helping with their own money and not looking to the government for a bailout. Mark Cuban, God bless him, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, plans to pay his hourly employees during the shutdown. According to CBS Sports, Zion Williamson, the new rookie for the New Orleans Pelicans, has pledged to pay the wages of Smoothie King Center arena workers for a span of 30 days while the NBA enforces this hiatus. Again, Zion's not alone here. Cavs forward Kevin Love, he was actually the first player to reach into his own pockets as news of the shutdown surfaced, giving $100,000 in support for arena workers in Cleveland. Giannis gave the same amount to support the Fiserv Forum staff in Milwaukee. Blake Griffin did the same in Detroit. Rudy Gobert, who was actually infected with the virus, pledged over $500,000 in support of the virus, with $200,000 going to game day employees for the Jazz. $100,000 each to families impacted by the virus in both Utah and Oklahoma City, and $100,000 to his native France. Upon the closures of schools all over the country, Stephen Curry and his wife, Aisha, are providing more than 1 million meals to Alameda Food Bank, that's the county in his region, and are also helping more than 18,000 kids in that area that rely on school for at least two of their meals every day. This is pretty cool. The list goes on. Lastly, the IRS has pushed our filing due date to July 15th, not April 15th anymore, to July 15th. And everybody said amen. This is Gabe Wrench with Cross Politic News. You can find our shows on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search FightLaughFeast.com. Support Rowdy Christian Media and all our efforts. Please join the club at FightLaughFeast.com. We cannot grow the network without you. We cannot compete with Fox. We cannot compete with CNN without our club members. So please consider joining our club. Just 3 Starbucks cups of coffee a month and you can do it. Fight Laugh Feast t-shirts, discounts at our annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, access to our master classes on parenting, Christian business principles, Gary DeMar, God and Government, our sit down with Show Baraka, our sit down with David French, all this stuff, pastors and politics behind our club portal. It's fantastic stuff. We also hope to meet you at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to FightLaughFeast.com to register. And if you're a club member, email us, contact@FightLaughFeast.com for your discount code. Have a great day. Lord bless.